This segment we're calling Testimonies, and I want to invite up Elizabeth Teasley and Kyle Peterson to join me here on the stage. Give them a hand, okay? The verses that we are focusing in on today come from John chapter 8. We heard this scripture referenced many times throughout the service, and I just want to read 8:31 and 32. 8:31 and 32. To those who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This Jesus says, of course, in the midst of that very intense conversation we watched earlier between him and the Pharisees and the scribes in the temple. Kyle and Elizabeth, I came to you guys saying, would you reflect a little bit on these two verses? Let me read them again. If you hold fast to my word or my teaching, Jesus said, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Elizabeth?
This is what I gathered from it. So they asked me to do this, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Meaning, when we know the Lord, we get salvation or freedom from our bondage of worldly and spiritual sins. This means we are free to come and take our worries to the Lord. Philippians 4:6, this gives us freedom to know that God is in control, and that is why Jesus Christ come to die and set us free from our sins or bondage, and that's the truth. Amen. Now, Philippians 4:6 is a verse that I know as a child, growing up in GMGs. GMGs was a program when I was a kid, associated with the Baptist Church. It was called Girls Missionary Guilds. I was a part of GMGs, and we learned that, in Philippians 4:6, that, don't worry about anything, be anxious for nothing, but take your worries and your prayers to God, always. Take everything that you have and lay your burdens on Christ. And 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, don't worry about it, just take it to the Lord in prayer. And that was a very important thing to me when I was growing up as a child.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And we just saw how our kids are learning those scriptures and getting those things in our heart. And it's amazing how they can plant themselves deeply in our hearts and never leave us again. And so the Word of God is that steady thing in our lives. And thank you for sharing that, Elizabeth, about that verse. We're going to come back to a few questions after Kyle talks. Kyle, would you share with us, what does it mean when Jesus says this? That you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus?
I think that's a very interesting question. When I read this verse this past week and I read it again, just trying to comprehend what I could from it, I thought back on, because I didn't really grow up Christian, I became Christian just like this past year. And so I have... Thank you. And so I have a very vivid memory of my journey to faith. And so when I read and I think the truth will set you free, I really think it set me free of what my entire self was before I came to Christ. And so I think this not only is for the lives of those who believe in Christ, but also the lives of those who don't. I think this verse reflects on it setting us free from the shackles of us not wanting to believe, us wanting to think there's something else or that we are in control. But it'll set you free and help you realize when you look into God's word, that God is the one in control and that God is the one pulling the strings. And so, and when you just roll along with life and roll along with what God has planned for you, it's a much more relieved feeling than trying to manage everything yourself. And I think it is an amazing thing to be set free and to live your life as God wants you to live it and not as you want to live it. And that, I think that is what I picked up from this verse.
Wonderful. Both of you volunteered to do this, so thank you very much, and thank you for sharing your heart. It is important that we understand, according to the scripture, you heard in the video where they said, when have we ever been slaves? When were we ever slaves? We are sons of Abraham. And if you remember, the sons of Abraham went into slavery for 400 years, right? And so kind of the humor or the sad part about the scripture is that they had forgotten that they were enslaved. They had forgotten that things had enslaved them. Whole governments had enslaved them. And at the time, they were under Roman occupation and Roman rule. This plays forward into our lives. We often forget that we're under slavery. We are under slavery in sin in various capacities, and we need to be broken out of that. So the other question that I asked you both was, could you think of a time or an instance or a thing that you felt enslaved to that Christ set you free from? You want to start, Kyle?
Sure, I'll start us off here. So a thing that I have been enslaved to before I was into the word of Christ, that's a really good question. I haven't considered it too much until now. I think one of the greatest things that I was set free from was worry, was a lot of questions I had about my life and especially what comes after it. And I was very, very worried always about what would happen afterwards, what would happen. And once I came to Christ and I came to know his word, I know that there is a brilliant afterlife filled with nothing but joy. And it has set me free from the slavery, the shackles of all this worry that is, while it is now not gone, but it's completely gone in those fields. It is a big weight that has been carried off of my shoulders, was being set free from that worry of what comes afterwards.
Elizabeth, you mentioned Philippians 4:6, and it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Could you talk just a little bit about why that verse has been special to you?
The reason why is because as a little kid, I was always worried about never having enough to eat, always wondering where I was going to be living, always wondering what's going to happen next. And so growing up, I had the Lord. So he's the only one that I could go to in prayer and take all my troubles to. So that prayer, that particular verse meant a lot to me because I could take everything to God and give it to him. And that's why that verse meant so much to me. Because I know that he was the only one that could relieve the worries and the anxiousness that I had. And I grew up as a child. At 4 years old is when I accepted the Lord through a friend of mine named Faith. And I told Faith when I grew up, I was going to name my first daughter after her. So my daughter's name is Faith. And I'll never forget that, because she brought me to the first Bible study I went to, which was in a backyard Bible study. And she brought me to the Lord. And that was my first encounter with the Lord, was a backyard Bible study. I still remember the lady with the flannel board.
All right. You guys can have a seat. Thank you. Wow. Thank you guys for those testimonies. You know, Coach K and the steppers up here, they were saying, we rep the kingdom. And that's what it's all about, repping the kingdom, being a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ.